This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about how to be happier. This week, we'll talk about why we should follow the one-minute rule, and I will reveal a super fun new free quiz I'm launching to answer a question about happiness that I get all the time. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, human nature. I'm back in my little home office in New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, I cannot wait to hear what answer you got when you took the quiz.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And yes, Gretch, I think I'm one of the first people to officially take your quiz.
Yes, I think you are. So this is my new quiz. It's called Habits for Happiness. And it tells you what's the next new habit that will make you happier. And I decided to do this quiz because I talk about happiness and I talk about habits ever since I wrote The Happiness Project and Better Than Before. And people often say to me, okay, there's so many things I want to do. Where do I start? Tell me, like, what's the best new habit to help me become happier? And I say what I always say, which is there's no one right way. It all depends on you. There's no best way to cook an egg because it depends on how you want your eggs. And people are like, no. Tell me what's the best new habit. So I thought, well, there actually is an individual answer. I don't know it because probably I don't know you, but there are questions that would help you figure out the answer for yourself. So you would truly get the personalized answer that would tell you what is the best new habit that would do the most to boost your happiness. So you can take the quiz at happiercast.com/quiz. But yes, Elizabeth, because you are my happiness guinea pig and you are so nice about always volunteering, I asked you to take the quiz, make sure it was working and everything. And I'm so curious, so what answer did you get?
So Gretch, my answer was to make mindful choices related to saving and investing money, which I thought was so interesting because, you know, I'm in this whole time of listening to books about business,
yeah,
podcasts about business, and thinking about this stuff. I just got Jack for Christmas. Mom and Dad got him this thing where he can invest in companies. So it's just very on target for what I'm interested in right now.
But here's the other thing that I would point out, that like when I think about your 24 for 24 list and other things, it's not the kind of thing that you tend to work on. And I think that's often the case, which is the thing that we really kind of need to do maybe we don't feel comfortable with or we feel intimidated by. And so we work on the things that are easier to work on than the things that are maybe harder to work on. So for instance, I would say the whole making a will thing, which is probably when you're really thinking about all the other things you're working on. And this, you're sort of learning about it. But I do, to me as you're your right. sister, this rings true in terms of this is something where, think about this.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think I have anything on my list, in fact, toward this goal.
I don't think finishing your will is on your list this year.
No, because I'm still not clear where we are on that.
Okay.
But of course, it's because I don't want to deal with it that I'm not looking into it. So, no, you're absolutely right. I need to make this, again, the habit of it part of my everyday.
Right.
So the quiz worked for me.
Oh, that's great. So when you take the quiz, what you get is you get your result. There's many, and it will be individualized to you. So this isn't just like a standard result. This is based on your answers. It'll tell you, okay, why would that aim probably make you happier? It would tell you aims to consider. Elizabeth, with your aim, here's some ideas of the kinds of things that are likely to be useful.
Yes.
There are Know Yourself Better questions. So again, you can really tailor your approach to you, not only your aim, but how you try to achieve that aim. Because again, there's a lot of ways to do these things. You want to try the way that's most likely to work for you. Then there's always a few notes of caution, like watch out for this, watch out for that, and then resources, so if you want to dig deeper.
Yes.
So I hope that people will really enjoy it. I worked with a brilliant team. I love making a quiz, and this is just something that people often ask me, and I've been frustrated that I didn't have a simple way to answer, because how do you personalize it? But now people can personalize it to themselves. So I'm very excited about this quiz.
Yes. No, you know what I just remembered? I do have, as do you, No Spend February.
Ooh,
so that's
interesting.
Very up the alley of saving money.
Well, so. and the reason we did it is we thought it might reveal patterns and insights. Okay, so that's good.
So we'll be talking about that.
Okay, so in February, maybe we'll just like do a deep dive into this general area. And maybe as part of preparing for that, you can unearth the information around the will situation.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So again, that's GretchenRubin.com/quiz. Take it, see what you find out. Well, and that would take you about a minute probably to take that quiz, which is a nice lead into our Try This at Home this week. Our Try This at Home tip is to follow the 1 minute rule.
Yeah. So Gretchen, we talked about the 1 minute rule in our very first episode.
Number one.
But it may be new to some of our listeners who have not heard episode one. Also, because this is such a good tip, we decided we want to remind everyone about it, even if they heard about it way back in episode one.
Yeah, because sometimes you know something, but you know you need to be reminded of it. So the 1 minute rule is very simple. It's that if there's anything that you can do in less than a minute, you do it without delay. So if you can print out a document, sign it, and scan it, if you can carry a dirty coffee cup and stick it in the dishwasher, if you can, here's my favorite, if you can hang up your coat instead of throwing it on a chair, if you can carry something from one room to another, anything you can do in less than a minute, you do without delay.
Or like even, you know, make a doctor's appointment, answer an email, return a text, all of those things, which hang on your head, but really only take a minute.
Well, and that's exactly why I wanted to bring it up again, because I haven't been doing this in recent months. I've sort of fallen out of the habit of it. And yet it's so powerful. Because the thing is, we feel very weighed down by those little tasks. They make us feel like we're surrounded by things that we have to do. And even if those things are very inconsequential and simple and easy, it just gives you that feeling of like, oh my gosh, I've got so much to do. Whereas if you just do it as you go, you know, it's not like you have to take any extra time, because these are such small, brief tasks that they just get done as you go about your business. And I have to say, of all the things that I've suggested, this is the one that people most often mention to me is like, wow, I really saw a benefit from this right away. This really boosted my happiness.
And why do you think that is?
Part of it is that research shows that we overestimate what we can do in a short time. Like, oh, what can I do today? What can I do in a weekend? And we underestimate what we can do if we do a little consistently. And this is part of Don't Break the Chain, or a lot of times the annual challenge is like, write 2 to 4 minutes. You might say, well, writing 2 to 4 minutes is so small. That's not 1 minute, but it's potentially 2 minutes, which is not that much more. But if you do it consistently, you can get a lot done without saying, okay, I have to block off 2 hours on my calendar, or I need to take an afternoon every weekend, which can feel, you know, for people who have a busy lives, that can just feel like an insurmountable burden. Doing something 1 minute at a time feels possible.
And I like this. This is sort of Gretchen. It deals with the outer clutter of life and the inner clutter.
Yes. Outer order contributes to inner calm, whether it's physical or mental. This is helpful. And, you know, I think this kind of reminds me about what we say about a demerit, where by saying a demerit out loud, a lot of times it helps us to do a better job because we've sort of gone through the motions of articulating it. And I think that by saying, this is a very valuable trad system home, I'm hoping that that will remind me and kickstart me back. Because I used to do this very, very faithfully, but I feel myself slipping, and that's just a less pleasant way to live.
Yeah. This is going to remind me to close those cabinet doors.
Yes.
Because I'll look at a cabinet door and go, it's not really worth it. But if I follow the 1 minute rule, I've got to close that door.
But see, I love doing that. To me, that is like the quickest, easiest way to give myself a little boost. But I know that's where we differ.
And just one more thing I want to mention is the 1 minute rule can also apply to all the self-care things that we talk about, like putting on moisturizer, flossing, brushing your teeth after lunch. Even though you're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes, you could do it for one, better than zero. Putting on an eye mask, all those things that people feel like they want to do, but they don't have time.
Yes.
A lot of them only take a minute.
Yes, I know. Anything can be in the 1 minute rule. So let us know if you do try this at home and how following the 1 minute rule works for you. Do you find it helpful? What are the kinds of things that you find yourself doing? Are they administrative tasks? Are they household tasks? Are they work tasks? Are they returning a text from a friend? We're very interested to hear. Let us know on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. This is episode 464, so you can go to happiercast.com/464 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we have a hotel hack, but first this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen. All right, Gretchen, we are back with this week's happiness hack.
Yes, so this hack occurred to me, or I experienced this hack recently when I went to Washington, D.C. for all the services surrounding the death of Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. So I knew the dates, all the ceremonies would be taking place, so I made a hotel reservation. But then I got an email for all the clerks saying, hey, there's going to be a hotel, we have a rate, and there's limited ones, but you can sign up. And, you know, you often see this, like if there's a big event or a wedding or something, they'll put aside a block of hotel rooms and then you can often get a better deal. And I thought about it, I'm like, well, I already got my hotel reservations, but I realized, well, one thing, the hotel was very convenient to Capitol Hill where a lot of the things were happening. Plus, I was taking the train and I realized that this hotel I could walk to and from Union Station, so that would just make my life easier. And it was a good deal. It was a really good financial deal. But the reason that I actually changed my mind was I thought, hey, you know, maybe other people that I know will be staying there. And so there's a bazillion hotels in Washington, D.C., but if I stay at this one, there's a greater likelihood that I'll just run into people that I know or whatever. So I did. I changed it, even though there was sort of that extra step to like undo one and make another one. And I was so happy that I did it. And now I'm really going to make it a policy that if there is a suggested hotel, always try to stay at the suggested hotel unless there's some reason affirmatively not to stay at that hotel.
Well, Gretch, I so agree with this. And for that reason, if I think I even might go to something like some sort of podcast convention, let's say, then I go ahead and make my hotel reservation right away because I want to make sure I'm in the right hotel.
Yes.
And then I put on my calendar when I need to cancel it by, not to get charged.
Right.
Because if I'm going to go to an event, I absolutely want to be at the hotel that's recommended for all those reasons. And they often sell out.
That's the thing. So you have to act quickly. And here's the thing. So I did see friends. There's a woman that I'm friends with. She was editor-in-chief of the Law Journal the year after me, and she clerked the year after me. So we've sort of been on these parallel paths. And she was just having breakfast when I came down to have breakfast. And so I was like, can I join you for breakfast? I just asked myself along. So I got a really lovely time to just catch up with her, which I wouldn't otherwise have had that chance. I met a bunch of people because we scheduled Ubers to go to the National Cathedral from this hotel. And so it's like, okay, let's all share one. And so we were in the car and we all chatted and caught up and we had a lot of, I hadn't known them well before, but it really added a whole new element to the experience. And I saved money and hassle. And it was just, it was really worth it. And I've sort of done this intermittently. Elizabeth, it sounds like you really make a point of doing it. Now I'm really going to make a point of doing it. There's a lot of reasons that this makes sense.
And you being an upholder, Gretchen, sometimes you get rigid and you don't want to undo a plan that you've made. So I know for
100%,
you, it's an extra effort.
That is exactly what happened. I was like, oh my gosh, like it's on my calendar that I'm going to this other hotel. How can I now undo this? It is written in stone. And I had to really talk myself through, like, it's okay. It's very far away. You can just change reservations. So you're exactly right. For me, undoing that plan took a little bit of extra work.
Good hack.
Good hack. And now for a know yourself better question. I think this is a very useful question to know the answer to, which is, when you feel anxious, who or what helps you to feel more calm?
Well, Gretchen, this is such a useful know yourself better question because it's like identifying your healthy treats, which we always talk about. You need healthy treats. And if you have that list in your head of things that work for you, you can turn to them at the right time rather than the unhealthy treats, the crutches that we fall back on to get through something.
Yes. Right, because it's when we're under stress, when we're feeling anxious, when we feel low energy, when we need a treat, when we need to calm ourselves down, we often turn to unhealthy options like food or drink or scrolling or shopping. And so it's really good to think, okay, what are the tools that I have? What are the things that work for me that help me to feel calmer when I'm feeling anxious or worked up? So Elizabeth, what calms you down?
So two things really come to mind. One is talking to Sarah, my writing partner and co-host of Happier in Hollywood. Because often when I'm feeling anxious, it's about work. And she understands my work better than anyone, obviously.
You know what, Elizabeth?
What?
About that is that sometimes you're talking to me about something that you're anxious. And I can tell from what you say that I'm not understanding it in a way that is allowing me to help calm you down. Like my answers are not really helpful. Not because I'm not caring, but because I just don't have a sophisticated enough understanding of what you're going through to be able to be like a truly helpful listener. And I can tell that I'm like, I'm not making things better. Like I'm not asking the questions that are leading her to more calm. I might be making her feel more irritated or more frustrated or getting her more worked up. And so I think sometimes probably Sarah is the one who really understands. Because what you do is very hard to understand from the outside, but she understands it from the inside.
Yeah. So talking to her can calm me down. And then the other thing is going out and doing Fryman Canyon. Obviously, so many people feel better and more calm when they exercise, but especially for me doing Fryman Canyon where I'm in nature, where I'm appreciating Los Angeles, doing something I'm familiar with, so I'm very comfortable. Often I'll start off in a bad mood and then I'll end up in a great mood. So that's really a useful tool for me.
Well, and Elizabeth, I know that during the strike, one of the reasons that you were able to like blow through your Fryman 50 and hit Fryman 100 is that you were really using it as a tool to help yourself calm down.
Yes.
You were reaching for that. So that's a good example of how knowing that something helps calm you down, then you're like, I need to feel calmer. Therefore, I will go do this thing because I know it will have that effect on me.
Yes.
And it worked. It helped.
How about you? What makes you feel calmer?
I like to rewatch and reread, which you do not, but I love to. And if I'm very, very stressed out, I will reread my favorite works of children's literature. And the funny thing is I've realized is that the more stressed out I am, the further back in time I go. So it's one thing if I'm reading Philip Pullman, which I've reread a million times. But then if I'm rereading Ramona books,
yeah,
it's bad. And then I've been known to go back to like B is for Betsy.
Uh-huh.
You know, So I will use children's literature. I've got the full set of Louisa May Alcott. I'll pull out Eight Cousins and reread a couple chapters. And that really calms me down.
Well, I remember at one point you had a book coming out and you were saving,
yes,
rereading all of Harry Potter,
yes,
for that period,
yes,
of time,
yes,
to keep yourself calm.
100%. I saved it so that I wouldn't wear it out. Great memory, Elizabeth. It was when I was doing the revisions for Better Than Before.
Mm.
When you look at that book, it looks so straightforward. You're like, what's the big deal? This is like the most straightforward book of all time. It's hard to make it simple. And so I leaned on that. But another thing that I do, and this is something that I do very often, which is I really am one of these people where a good night's sleep really does make me feel better. And if I'm really stressed out, if I can, I will go to bed at like 8:30 p.m.
Mm.
Because I'm like, I just know I'll feel better in the morning. I have more distance. I have more energy. I think more clearly in the morning. And so if something's stressing me out and it's night, which often when we're feeling anxious, I feel like, at least for me, it's often worse at night. I remind myself,
mm-hmm,
it might not be different in the morning, but I will probably feel better. And I often, I don't know about you, Elizabeth, but working makes me feel calmer. Just writing something makes me feel calmer. So often I will just feel like, okay, why don't I just... Because sometimes people are like, oh, if you're stressed out, you'll feel worse if you like sit down and work. But I actually find that it often calms me. Maybe that's being an upholder, or maybe it's being a writer.
I think that goes to the action is the antidote to anxiety.
Yes. Yeah.
Doing something helps.
Yes.
Yeah, that does help me too.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah, because I think some people are like, oh, if you're anxious, you should lighten your load. But that might not actually make you feel better. For us, at least, doing work makes us feel better. So, and speaking of Better Than Before, that's where I have a whole discussion about healthy treats and why treats are different from rewards, which you have to earn or justify. A healthy treat is just something that gives you energy. So it's really helpful when you need it, just the way having these tools to help calm you down can help you if you're feeling worked up.
Yeah, Gretch, I'm curious what calms listeners,
yes,
down. Like what people, if there are certain people they talk to.
Yes, their dog. Their
yes, dogs are another thing I think that can be very helpful.
Holding a sleeping baby, I remember that was, yes, something that would calm me down. Holding a crying baby will not calm you down, but holding a sleeping baby.
Yes, in fact, when Jack was little, one of the things I would do if I was really anxious was just go in and lay down next to him.
Yes.
And just being near him sleeping would make me feel so much better.
Yeah.
Nowadays, if I did that, he would elbow,
yeah,
me, but to get out of there. But that was great when he was little.
Yeah. So yeah, I can't wait to hear what listeners suggest. We can all learn from each other. It's good to have like a long list of ideas. And speaking of answers from listeners, in episode 453, for fun, we talked about the Try This at Home idea of exercising your creativity by doing the fill in the blank of X is the new Y. This was inspired by the observation that Halloween is the new Christmas. And so in episode 453, we said, hey, send us in what you come up with when you do this Try This at Home. And readers loved this exercise. We got so many insightful, creative examples that just rang so true. I was laughing out loud. So let's go through these.
Saving is the new spending.
Sober is the new drug.
Rest is the new busy.
Edibles are the new alcohol.
Zoom is the new boardroom.
Electric scooters are the new skateboards.
Glucose meters are the new bathroom scale.
Socks and slides are the new sneakers.
Experiences are the new material things.
Smartphones are the new wallets.
Influencers are the new celebrities.
Self-care is the new happy hour.
Athleisure is the new business casual. We'll both agree to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nostalgia is the new innovation.
That's very true in TV, Gretch.
Mm. Authenticity is the new perfection.
Minimalism is the new opulence.
Online dating is the new blind date.
voice is the new keyboard.
Well, this was very appropriate for me because on my 24 for 24 list, I have this thing. I want to start using voice instead of keyboard. So I was like, this is true.
Nature is the new gym.
Equity is the new equality.
Crowdfunding is the new grants.
Meal kits are the new takeout.
YouTube tutorials are the new home economics.
Oh, so true.
Yes. Adam watches YouTube tutorials constantly and then goes and fixes something.
Super is the new really. Really was the new very.
Micro is the new small.
Air fryers are the new spiralizers, i.e. the latest kitchen gadget. I would also add Instapot to that one.
And then finally, Dawn said, we have legal marijuana in Michigan, and according to some people, it's the cure for whatever ails you. So mine is, pot is the new snake oil. And then she said, thanks for the fun challenge. I've been thinking about it all day.
Well, thank you, everyone. This is just delightful. I love seeing people's creativity at work. It really does help you see the world in a new way. I think these are so clever.
Me too. I love them. All right, Gretch, coming up, I give myself a demerit that I have a feeling many listeners might share. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Okay, Elizabeth, it is time for demerits and gold stars, and this is an even-numbered episode, which means it's time for you to give yourself a demerit.
Okay, Gretch, my demerit is not canceling an annual subscription that I don't want.
We've all done it.
The charge comes up on my phone, and I just go, oh, dang, I meant to cancel that. Now I've paid for it. That's such a bad feeling. Yes. I will say this did happen to me a few months ago, and I managed to write the company and cancel and get a refund, but that's not easy to do always. So I need to go through and cancel all of these subscriptions, which is why I'm mentioning it as a demerit, so that I will.
Can I point out how fitting this is for your quiz result?
Yes, it is.
Because it goes to saving and investing money.
Yes, it does.
I think that is an aim.
Oh, how funny. You're right.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
This is something that I just did this myself with something very expensive.
Oh, good.
I think part of it is that time passes faster than you think. And you're like, oh, I have months and months and months to deal with it. And then before you know it, the charge shows up.
Yes.
So it's a good thing to be reminded of.
Yes. All right, Gretch, what about you? What's your gold star?
Okay, I want to give a gold star to all the listeners who said they gave tendency mugs to their coworkers. Apparently, this was like a thing where if you're doing Secret Santa or you're buying something for the team, people got the tendency mugs because I have new designs. So they're color-coded. Each of the tendencies has a color associated with it. It has the motto of each tendency and what your tendency is. And I just got the biggest kick out of thinking of people in their, I always think of like in the office, how Kelly made them all mugs that they each had a mug with a star with their face on it or something. Mm-hmm. I love that. If you have a picture of like everyone's mug in the drying rack or something, I would love to see it. If you want to see the mugs, I'll put a picture in the show notes or you can go to happiercast.com/shop and look for drinkware. They're really good looking. I gave some I gave some to mom and dad and to you, Elizabeth, I think,
yes,
for Christmas.
Yes, I was going to say, I've been using my new Obliger mug. I've got a bit of a collection of
Obliger
mugs.
Yes, you do. It's through the ages. Point. Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, thank you to listeners who let me know about that because I really did get the biggest kick from that. So thank you. And the resource, well, I think no one will be surprised. The resource is to take the new quiz, happiercast.com/quiz. It's short. It's free. Let me know what you make of your result. Does it ring true? What are you planning to do? You know, I'm insatiably curious about what people decide to do and how they decide to do it. So let me know.
It's an interesting quiz to take. The questions are interesting.
Oh, good, good. And what are we reading, Elizabeth? What are you reading?
I am reading Winter in Paradise by Ellen Hildebrand.
And I'm reading The Last Quintista by Donna Barbara Higuera. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Follow the 1 minute rule. It only takes a minute. Let us know if you tried it and if it worked for you.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Instagram and Threads at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
Here it comes. I've said it once. I'm going to say it again. Please. If you like the show, recommend it to a friend. This is how people find out about podcasts. Elizabeth, how often have you listened to a podcast because a friend said, hey, you have to listen to this podcast?
At least once a week.
Constantly, constantly. So take a minute or even just share the link with a friend. You can just email the link. I'm starting to do that, I would say, constantly, perhaps too often. But when you find a great podcast, it's so fun to recommend it.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
Gretch, the idea that athleisure is the new business casual actually makes me realize I do need to up my athleisure. Mm-hmm. I feel like my athleisure is quite tired at this point.
You know what? I would say I was heavily encouraged by Eliza, Eleanor, and Jamie to do that. And so I went with Eleanor and like got nicer athleisure and people actually comment on it.
Yeah. So.
So it matters. It's real clothes now. It's not like not real clothes. It's like actually your clothes.
Yes.
From the Onward Project.